Frank Berry has been commissioner of the state's Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disability since last August. He's the second commissioner to hold the position since the department's creation in 2009. Since then, and following the 2010 settlement, Berry says the state has made significant improvements.
It took a lawsuit for that to ultimately happen, but if you look across the country, mental health programs have been significantly cut for the last many years, and Georgia's system has had increases.
Berry has also witnessed changes in the lives of many mentally ill and developmentally disabled Georgians.
People living in their own homes, after living in either a state hospital or in a group home, and now living on their own with possibly a roommate or even totally on their own.
But there are also challenges.
We've got to get the conversation going nationally so that more federal dollars can be allocated to the states.
Especially when nearly all state departments face a 3% budget cut.
We're working very closely with the governor's office on looking at ways to not have that cut impact providers. I would much rather look at administrative costs and reducing those costs.
But Berry says settlement dollars won't be affected by the potential cut. A recent report on the 2010 settlement by an independent reviewer cited significant progress, but it also highlighted areas for improvement. The reviewer expressed concerns about the state providing adequate day programming, monitoring health care, and obtaining informed consent for some medications. Berry says the department is doing its best to respond.
We will be doing a much more thorough job of doing unannounced visits. We have begun to talk to the provider network as a whole of the absolute number one priority being high quality care.
In general, Berry says the department's goal is to collaborate with providers and mental health advocates like the Carter Center.
Welcome to the Carter Center. My name is Tom Borneman.
During the past 2 years, the center and the department have co-hosted town hall meetings throughout the state. Their goal? To bring the Carter Center's research on mental health services to local communities and to get feedback about what kind of support systems communities need most. Tom Borneman directs mental health for the Carter Center.
We learned a lot, that organizations are tending to collaborate better than they used to. There was always a lot of competition, particularly among advocacy groups. I think there's less of that now. That's a good thing.
Borneman says the state's mental health system has improved significantly since the 2010 federal settlement, but he says more work is needed.
There's a growing body of evidence developed through the Institute of Medicine that has been looking at promising prevention practices. That's where we're really going to get the yield if we're ever going to bend the cost curve in healthcare delivery, when we can begin to identify people early on who are at risk for a condition, help mitigate that risk, and in fact, maybe even prevent the onset of a full-blown condition. Everybody wins.
Borneman also says Georgia needs to take a hard look at child and adolescent needs in the state, because the 2010 settlement agreement only covers the adult system. Michelle Worth, WABE News.